This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Is it possible to manipulate God? If not, then why do we try? Our passage today is 1 Samuel chapters 4 through 8. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you ever tried to manipulate God and force Him to do what you want Him to do? I've known people who thought they could do that. For example, some people think that by tithing, they can force God to bless them financially. Others have believed that by doing evangelism or serving sacrificially, they can guarantee that God will give them what they want. But I don't see anywhere in Scripture that says we can do anything to force the hand of God. It is true that God blesses those who tithe, and He honors the humble service rendered to Him. But we do not manipulate God through religious ritual of any kind. Today's passage begins with the people of God trying to manipulate God. They decided to go out to battle apart from the Lord's command. And as you might expect, as with any endeavor undertaken out of the will of God, they were defeated. But rather than repent of their sin, they blamed the whole thing on God. They decided to try again, and this time we're going to guarantee success by performing a religious ritual. They thought they could back God into a corner and force Him to bless their actions. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 3, they said, "Let us bring the ark of the Lord's covenant from Shiloh, so that it may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemies." They thought they had God in a box, and that by taking the ark into battle, they could force God to bless them. But their plan backfired. 30,000 of Israel's soldiers were killed, and the ark was captured by the Philistines. But as we clearly see in this passage, He is the God of the second chance. When we sin, He looks for our heartfelt repentance. Sometime after this devastating defeat, Samuel sensed that the people were ready to return to the Lord, and he said to them, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." It was their attitude of heart, not a religious ritual, that moved the hand of God. And so it is with us. You may be listening today, suffering from a spiritual defeat, knowing that you left the Lord behind a long time ago. But it's not too late for a change of heart, for the deep, genuine repentance that God responds to with mercy and love. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy wonders what the Minnesota Twins are thinking right now. Join us on Daily Discipleship.